What is up, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster, and I thank you for welcoming me into your ears and into your hearts. I'm back after a couple days. I actually ended up going back to work last week, but I don't know how much longer that'll last due to some personal problems that are going on there. Now, in the last episode, we talked about the Batman. And, of course, in the first two episodes, we got a little serious. First about the coronavirus, then me ended up contradicting myself in many, many ways, talking about freaking teenagers. Now, I am going to try something a little bit different with this episode. Tonight, I am going to be talking about random shit. And what I mean by random shit, I mean random shit. Any and everything that's going on. Whether it's going on in my life, whether it's going on in the world, or anything like that. Because, to be honest with you, this is the episode where I honestly don't give two flying rat shits about what I say, whether I contradict myself or not. And I like to thank anybody who is still listening to this show, and you are gratefully loved. You guys are known by me that I know that you guys are listening. Hell, I even recently found out you guys are listening on the iTunes on your MacBooks, your laptops. My God, thank you. You guys are the reason why I do this. You guys are the reason why we make this happen. And now, on to the random shit episode of the podcast. Now, one of the most random things that comes up to me in my life is my family. I love my family, and I let that show. I have a beautiful wife, and I have two beautiful children. One's 10 months old, my son, Leon, and I have a 3-year-old little girl named Hannah. And my gosh, she is a demon. Like I've said in the Teenagers podcast, yes, my daughter is a one-time demon, one-time angel. She loves to cause mayhem wherever she goes. And to be honest with you, it's pretty normal. And believe it or not, I believe this is my payback for the way I treated my mom and my dad and my other dad. And believe me, now I know how they feel. Now I know how my parents feel. And I'm sorry. I really am. But oh my God, is she the spawn of Satan? But I love her to death. See, I can call her the spawn of Satan because, to tell you the truth, I was a Satanist, little Satan child myself. Most days I was. And of course, most days I was an adorable little kid. And believe me, I didn't make it easy for either one of my parents or my grandparents, mainly because I didn't get along with anybody. And now it's rubbed off on my daughter. Thank God my son's only 10 months old and he doesn't know what the hell he's in for, or what the hell I'm in for when he gets older. Because, oh my God, I'm in trouble. But I wouldn't have had these two wonderful children if it wasn't for my beautiful, loving wife, Ashland. And hell, if it wasn't for me getting her pregnant, she probably wouldn't be with me. She probably, I honestly don't know what she'd be doing. And honestly, I'm glad she's in my life to this day. But of course, one of the other things that has been going on with me, like I said at the beginning of this episode, is the fact that I have gone back to work. I've recently gone back to work at Ashley Furniture. Now, back in the first episode, I brought up the fact that that everyone is having to wear masks when they go out to places, when they go out to eat, when they go out to shop, and most notably when they go to work. Now, working at Ashley's is no different for me. I went back to work the last Monday, 1 week ago. And, yeah, it was not fun for me. Mainly because, yeah, I got my work on, I worked my ass off, and I came home. But the one thing that irritates me is the fact that the whole social distancing and the fact that I have to wear a mask no matter what. See, now Ashley Furniture has started this social distancing thing just like every other business. Now, I have no problem with that. It's pretty much what you gotta do to keep yourself from catching this virus that is affecting the world. And me, and I'll be honest with you right now, I am actually one of the highest risks of catching it. But I don't have it though, thank God. But I am one of the highest risks of catching this disease because of my medical problem. I have asthma, and I've had it since I was a child. And it's not going away anytime soon until they find a cure for that. And, well, what I'm saying is I had a problem with the masks. I understand it's a rule to wear that you have to wear a mask when you're too close to somebody. But when you're not that close to somebody, it is hard to breathe in these masks. Yes, they ask you to wear the mask, wear a breathable mask, or bring your own mask. They give you two separate masks. But if you choose to bring your own mask, that's fine. Me, I'm a complete dumbass, and I do have my own mask. But I keep forgetting to grab it before I go to work. Well, a couple of my coworkers are actually who will remain nameless in this episode and this podcast, if any of them are listening. Are having a problem with wearing the masks. They can't stand wearing the masks when they're working because it gets in the way of their glasses, the safety glasses that we wear. When you wear them over the masks and you're breathing, it fogs up your safety glasses. And it's hard for you to see. And like I said, with me, I have asthma. And when I wear the mask, it complicates my breathing. And I like to be able to breathe. So, I get bitched at by a supervisor for not wearing the mask. For actually having it underneath my chin. So I could breathe. Yeah, that wasn't going to fly with them. So they decide to tell me, wear it over your... I've been told by coworkers to wear it over my face. Leave my nose out, wear it over my face. But it took a nurse to tell the supervisor to tell me to put the mask all the way over my face, leading me to have a certain dispute over it. Of course, I never told the supervisor that I had. Well, I did say something, but obviously he didn't hear me. And on Thursday, when I was supposed to go back in, I was completely sore from the night that we had just worked. And I couldn't work at all. My whole body was sore. I could barely move my back, which several months ago I ended up hyperextending my back while working, which, you know, if you hyperextend your back, that back pain's going to stay with you for the rest of your life until you get it checked out. And of course, it happened to me that night. It was hard for me to breathe. I felt like I was going to vomit. Well, I felt like I was going to vomit. I wasn't going to. And of course, like I said, I was suffering from back pain. Now, I'm not one to complain, but anybody who's hurt or feels like they're sick should stay home. Which, if my mother-in-law listens to this, just know I am sorry for not showing up on that night. And I didn't mean for them to end up having you be put on the track. So that way, your back pain, which is worse than mine, would get worse. And yeah, to the ones who didn't, other than me, to the ones that didn't show up, you guys are fucking idiots. Now, I know I'm going to lose listeners for that, but yeah, you guys, including myself, screwed line 205. Now, I had an excuse. I was having back pain. And yeah, I know I missed over a month of work, and I come back for one night and find out that they were closing down. That was my mistake. And if any Ashley employee hears this, just know, I don't necessarily hate my job. I just hate the position I am at. But anyway, me and this coworker of mine actually came up with a good decision. Not a decision. We came up with this theory. If you're not if you're going to make people wear masks, why reopen? I understand you got people buying in bulk due to the stimulus check, which, by the way, anybody listening to this, buying furniture with your stimulus check, that is not what that money is for. It's meant for your bills, for your food, and for stuff for your family. Not to buy stupid shit. And of course, with the pandemic going on right now, yeah, some states are reopening themselves, but most of them are staying closed so that way they can keep this virus contained. You really think that reopening your state is actually going to keep your state or your city or your county from getting infected? Right now, this coronavirus has taken out almost half of the world. And it's scaring the hell out of people. Yeah. It even scares the hell out of me because, to be honest with you, if something happens to my family and I can't do anything about it due to the fact that if I was infected with this, I wouldn't be able to do anything. I wouldn't be able to touch my wife, and I would not be able to touch my kids until the virus was out of my system. Like I said in the first podcast, that's just the way the world is right now. And I believe, in my honest opinion, and I didn't get to say this in the first podcast, maybe I did, people say that we will end up going back to normal, but I don't believe we will. Because the social distancing is keeping people from being social with one another. You can't go to random places and meet your friends. You got to get online. You got to go online and talk to your friends. You got to do it through video chat. You got to do it through voice calls. You can't even go visit your own family due to this. You got to do it through video. That's the way it is with my mother. My mother, who lives all the way in Holly Springs, can't even see her own grandchildren due to this. My kids, she can't see her own grandkids. My kids, my sister's kids, and my brothers. Even though they do come to visit every once in a while. But with this pandemic going on, it's kind of hard for people to get out of the house. To the point where you can only get out of the house for when you need it. And like I said, there is no getting back to normal. We will never get back to normal. I mean, hell, for example, the other day, me and my wife sold a Jeep that she had bought with a loan from the bank, which, by the way, before anybody judges, the Jeep was paid off and so was the bank loan. We sold the Jeep, which almost, well, pretty much the valve cover blew up. Well, not blew up, it cracked. And we had no choice but to sell it. It was sitting in our driveway since October of last year. And we finally sold it for $900, which is pretty low, but you get the picture. Well, anyway, the guy that we sold it to said, due to the social distancing, we can't touch each other. So let's do this new thing that they're doing to touch elbows. Touching elbows. Social distancing has gotten us to the point where not touching hands, we're touching elbows. Like a dab. I mean, the fear of this virus has gotten to the point where we are living like, we're forced to live like hermits in a swamp. Living out in isolation. It's also gotten to the point in one of my old stomping grounds, Oxford, Mississippi, that the Walmart out there is actually having to make their employees wear masks, and you can't go into a store without wearing a mask yourself, or you're not going to be able to go in and shop. That's how paranoid this whole country is. Maybe it's a man-made virus. Maybe they are telling the truth and saying that the virus actually came from China due to some idiot taking a bite out of a bat. Maybe all this stuff is true, maybe it ain't. But to be honest with you, who else would believe any of this? But we have to follow the guidelines. We have to keep ourselves safe. Because from the way I see it, this virus is pretty real. You don't want to take it seriously? That's you. Take it seriously, don't take it seriously, I don't care. I'm not your mama. And I never will be. Which brings me to my next thing. What about the entertainment industry? One of the recent things I heard is that the actor Tom Hanks and his wife, like I said in the first podcast, Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, were tested positive for the coronavirus. But most recently, we found out that they're actually wanting to donate their blood to find a cure, to help them create a cure. Now, that, I believe, is one of the smartest things that somebody should do. Get the blood of someone who's infected and try to find a cure. Try to create a vaccine to get rid of this shit. because it's affecting, this virus is affecting live events. It's affecting music sales. It's affecting concerts, sporting events like wrestling, MMA fights, baseball games, football games, basketball games. And honestly, I just think that if we are going to live in a world of isolation, they should at least give us something to watch. Hell, Netflix is putting themselves on the front line by putting more movies on their site, on their app, so that way people can actually watch more shows, to watch live action shows, watch animated shows, watch anything, watch movies. You can also do the same thing with Hulu and Disney Plus or Funimation if you're into anime, like me. And, like I said, if you believe this virus is not going to kill you, then risk it all. If not, stay home, watch Netflix, watch your favorite show, watch Hulu, watch Disney Plus, watch Funimation. Now get on DC Universe and watch Batman or Harley Quinn, which is actually a damn good show to watch. Because right now I'm right in the middle of season 2. And oh my god, that show is fucked up. Not as fucked up as the original Batman, because the original Batman was meant for kids. This show is actually aimed for adults, and it actually has Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory as the titular Harley Quinn. And oh my god, that shit is funny. The one-liners, the gore, and yes, they do show gore, they show blood, and people getting their asses handed to them. And of course, there's actually one misogynistic character, Dr. Psycho, who called Wonder Woman a cunt in front of a cameraman. Which, if you don't believe me, get on DC Universe, watch the first season, then go into the second season. Or you can wait until May when Sci-Fi releases the first season of Harley Quinn on their channel. Check it out. It's actually a damn good show. But of course, one of my personal favorite things is anime, like I just said, during the coronavirus rant. But of course, I have an array of anime that I watched when I was a kid. I used to watch Mobile Suit Gundam. I used to watch Yu Yu Hakusho. I even used to watch Inuyasha back when Adult Swim just had the anime block before Toonami took over. Hell, I even watched Attack on Titan. Yeah, Attack on Titan is actually one of my favorite anime. And of course, my all-time favorite anime will always be Dragon Ball Z. The original Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. I'm a little iffy on Dragon Ball GT. And of course, the last iteration of Dragon Ball Super. Because when I was a kid, I always thought I could be an alien. I could be superhuman. That every time I get my ass whooped, I could heal myself and become 10 times stronger. That I could become a Super Saiyan. That I could become one of the Earth's mightiest heroes. And no, I'm not talking about the Avengers. Of course, I've not made it clear who my favorite anime character is. Just like The Undertaker and Triple H are my favorite wrestlers, my all-time favorite anime character is Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z. Because this asshole started off as a bad guy, redeemed himself in the Buu saga, got Bulma pregnant with their son Trunks, and actually decided to become a protector of Earth and raise his son. and eventually having a daughter named Bulla, which she's adorable. Looks just like Bulma. Go figure. And of course, people rag on Vegeta because he was a complete asshole in the first season. Well, that's because he was supposed to be an asshole. He was the main villain of season one of the Saiyan arc. Or as they call it, the Saiyan saga. What stood out to me with Vegeta on Dragon Ball Z is the fact, like I said, he has a redemption quality to him. In the first season, he's an asshole and tries to destroy the Earth, destroy Goku and the other Z warriors, including Goku's half-Saiyan son, Gohan. And then he goes on to try to get immortality on planet Namek, but ends up getting his ass handed to him by Frieza. In the Cell Saga, he becomes even more of a prick, even to his son, who came from the future, Trunks. Now, and I'm not talking about Dragon Ball Z abridged Vegeta, which, again, that version of Vegeta is a badass and a prick at the same time, but in Dragon Ball Z, he redeems himself numerous times, even during the Buu saga, when he lets the evil wizard Babidi control his mind. He realizes he's made a mistake. He knocks out Goku, who most people know his real name is Kakarot. Props. He decides to take on the monster Majin Buu by himself and makes one of the biggest sacrifices in anime history by giving Buu the final explosion, which means that Vegeta sent all of his energy out just to take out this pink blob of a man-child, only for it to not work. So they say Vegeta's sacrifice was unjustified. That how could he redeem himself? Well, he redeemed himself by fusing with Goku to take on Super Buu to form Vegito. Which, that fusion didn't last long. And hell, even at the end of the original Dragon Ball Z series, right before Buu died, Goku actually ended up receiving some props from this motherfucker. Like, Jesus. Even though Vegeta had his pride, he had no choice but to respect the man who always surpasses him in power. Because he's seen this man who went from a lower class Saiyan warrior to the hero of the universe. And he gave him respect. Goku earned Vegeta's respect. Now, most people would believe that Goku would be my all-time favorite, but no. My favorite character is Vegeta. Whether it be in the Dragon Ball Z arcs, the Saiyan saga, the Namek slash Frieza saga, the Android slash Cell saga, or the Teen Gohan slash Majin Buu saga. All the way to Dragon Ball Super, where, yes, he still acts like his pricky self, but he has toned that shit down a bit. And, of course, he looks so damn cool as Super Saiyan Blue. Even though, yes, Goku has achieved the ultimate power in Ultra Instinct, Goku doesn't know how to access it anymore. But Vegeta can actually say he has surpassed Goku in the Super Saiyan Blue. Because during the Tournament of Power, he unleashed his full power in the Super Saiyan Blue and ended up with Super Saiyan Blue Evolution. which is just as powerful as regular Super Saiyan God and Super Saiyan Blue. More powerful than that. Even powerful than Goku's Super Saiyan Blue combined with his original power-up, the Kaioken. Now, how many people can say that they actually surpass one of the mightiest warriors of Earth? They can't. But of course, like I said, I've been a big fan of anime since I was a kid. Of course, like I said, when I was introduced to anime, the first anime I was introduced to was one of the few first anime I was introduced to was Dragon Ball Z. I didn't even know that Dragon Ball Z was the follow-up to an original anime series, Dragon Ball, which showed young Goku and young Bulma before all the monstrous mayhem of the Dragon Ball Z series. Which, like I said, I'm still a big fan. I even have a subscription to Funimation now to rewatch any old episodes. But of course, even though Vegeta died in the Saiyans, not the Saiyan Saga, in the Frieza Saga, I have to say that my favorite moment from Dragon Ball Z, which is everybody's favorite moment, when Goku finally unleashes Super Saiyan, the Super Saiyan form, and beats the ever-living hell out of Frieza, eventually killing him with his own move. Or pretty much Goku turning around and blasting Frieza to hell. But, like I said, one of my favorite Vegeta moments was when he self-sacrificed himself. And in his, I may be paraphrasing this, in his monologue, he says he's going to miss Bulma, he'll miss Trunks, and that he'll even miss Goku before he finally sacrificed himself. But of course, like I said, I grew up with a lot of many things, but I'm pretty sure everybody grew up to something different. If you loved anime, I suggest subscribing to Funimation now. It's not that much to pay for. It's only $8 a month. So if you have a good job and you make good money and you want to relive your childhood and watch a classic anime, then Funimation Now is your one of your to-go anime apps. Well, anime streaming apps to go to. The other one being Crunchyroll, which I actually had a Crunchyroll account, but it got deleted for some damn reason. Of course, besides anime, one of my other favorite shows that I grew up watching was a show that actually premiered the year I was born. And I'm talking about The Simpsons. Yes, The Simpsons, the longest running animated TV series of all time. Hell, this show surpassed a classic live action show, Gunsmoke, for the most episodes. And the show is right in the middle of its 31st season. And the show has been renewed for 2 more seasons, which amazes me. It's amazing that this show can actually go on and refresh stories, old stories, and make some old storylines new. But of course, the only other reason besides the classic episodes of The Simpsons is the fact that some of their episodes do stand out. Mostly tackling homosexuality, homophobia of all things, animal cruelty and all that. And of course, depression, loneliness, abandonment, even the love for their own children. But My personal favorite episodes just so happen to be their annual Halloween episodes, The Treehouse of Horror. And oh my god, the original Treehouse of Horror were the creepy ones. Were creepy, and they actually showed characters dying, even though the episodes were non-canonical. Which I really didn't really care because, oh my god, those episodes creeped me out. But of course, some of their regular episodes had the creep factor to it too, with what their main psychopath, Sideshow Bob, trying to kill Bart and eventually trying to kill the entire family. Hell, they even dedicated an entire episode just based on Homer's secret identity, Mr. X. And believe me, I thought that was one of the weirdest episodes, mainly because they actually had a Homer duplicate who was Russian. And you could tell he was a fake because the man was sitting in front of the TV with a pair of clippers, constantly shaving his head to make himself look bald. Well, and of course, there's the fact that one of my previous episodes, one of the ideas for a future episode was going to be about The Simpsons and how they predicted the future. Which that episode's still coming, it's just going to be a while before I can get to it. Of course, how can I forget the music? How can we forget music? Music is a part of everybody's lives. Doesn't matter what genre we listen to. Rock, hip-hop, country. Me, I'm diverse. I love rock, country, and hip-hop. Hell, one of my favorite rock bands just so happens to be Shinedown. Which, if you do love Shinedown, I advise you to go to their website and order the shirt that they got that's raising money for the relief funds for this COVID-19 thing. And if you order the t-shirt, not only do they send them get the money for the benefit for the relief, you will also receive a song that was supposed to be released on their album Amaryllis called Atlas Falls. Now me, I found somebody who bootlegged the song onto YouTube. I have it downloaded to my phone, and I've actually listened to it. It's a good song. It's a great listen. Of course, like any fan, most fans have their favorite album from one of their favorite bands, and what they believe is any band's best album. Me, my honest opinion, it would have, when it comes to this band, this particular band, it would be a tie between their compilation album, Attention, Attention, and The Sound of Madness. Because The Sound of Madness was the first Shinedown album I ever bought. I listened to the entire album, and believe it or not, my favorite song off of that album, no, it's not Second Chance, even though I love that song. It's, I can't remember the exact name of the song. It was the last track on the album. But, yeah. Shinedown's album, The Sound of Madness, was their best album, in my honest opinion. And there's not a thing anybody could change my mind on it. And I just looked it up. The song was Call Me. Which, yeah. That was the first song I actually sung. A rock song that I actually sung that I didn't screw up on. But like I said, everybody's got their own opinion. And that's my honest opinion. I love The Sound of Madness. It's, even though I do love Amaryllis, I love the song Bully. Because I was bullied when I was a kid. And I understand where that song is coming from. That song's actually one of my anthems to my life. And of course, Threat to Survival. Oh my God, I love the song Cut the Cord. And of course, How Did You Love? Which is a damn good song. But of course, Attention, Attention is actually my other favorite album because of the song Devil. And of course, the song Special and Get Up. I love those two songs. I mean, I love those songs. I mean, those three songs. But of course, I digress. Like I said, everybody has their own favorite music. Everybody has their own favorite show they like to watch. They got their own favorite movies, which my favorite genre is horror. I love horror movies. I love monster movies. I love serial killer movies. Hell, I've one of the only horror movie icons movie I own is Halloween. Yeah, I own the 2018 reboot of Halloween, which takes place after the original Halloween. And oh my God, that is one of the best freaking horror movies I've ever seen. I've seen every reboot horror movie they decided to come out with, and Halloween was actually a pretty damn good one. Hell, I even saw the Rob Zombie Halloween remake, and it was actually pretty damn good. The Halloween remake, his Halloween remake, was a remake of the original movie by John Carpenter, which, by the way, man, damn good job on that original movie. But, yeah, my favorite genre in movies is horror. I love horror and I love comedies, and I especially love it when they mix horror and comedy together. But like I said, everybody has their own favorite genre of movie, they have their own favorite genre of TV shows, favorite genre of music. Hell, even their own favorite genre of a podcast. Yeah, people actually like to listen to random people talk about random shit that's going on. Hell, I'll even go as far as plug one of my favorite podcasts that I've started listening to recently, which is the Dead Meat podcast, which they talk about anything and everything horror or pretty much just random shit. Which, if you like listening to this, you should listen to them too. James A. Janisse, he's a damn good host for the Dead Meat show, for the Kill Count, showing the references that he has done. He's done references, he says references to wrestling and The Simpsons, believe it or not. So if you like horror, if you like seeing the Kill Count in your favorite horror movies, I suggest check out the Dead Meat YouTube channel. If you like horror movie monsters or original monsters, I suggest go check out Crypt TV. I love their channel, and I subscribe to it. That shit is pretty damn creepy. And Dead Meat is one of my personal favorite YouTube channels besides WWE. And when things go back to normal, which, like I said, probably won't, then the world will go back to the way things were. People will most likely stay the same. Most people will still be assholes. Some people will still be nice people. People will donate to charity and do their own thing. Pretty much go back to their miserable lives. Most people who have miserable lives, anyway. Most people who have good lives go back to their good lives, making money, supporting their families. The miserable people will go back to making minimum wage, which, in my honest opinion, is not fair. And I believe that it's only a matter of time. When the world does get back to normal, whether it's in a couple months, a year, or 2 years, which people are believing that there's going to be a second wave of this shit coming that's even deadlier than the first strain, I say bring it on. If you want to isolate us, isolate us. The more you isolate, the more people are going to revolt. They're going to stand up and tell you that they're not going to do this anymore. They don't take this as a joke. Most people don't take this as a joke. I'm not taking this as a joke. If this virus is real, I'm going to take it seriously and do what I believe is best for protecting my family, which is what most other people would do. I'm not the kind of person to judge. I don't like judging. Hell, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I don't give a flying fuck if I'm contradicting myself. This is a random shit episode. I'm talking about random shit about me and pretty much what's going on with this bullshit. How this coronavirus is actually going to change the world and have the world, have the United States, have other countries be different. Not going to be able to travel to other countries due to this. All because one person decided to take a giant chunk out of a fucking bat which most likely had fucking rabies and a small strain of this fucking virus and brought it to the U.S. and started infecting everyone. But of course, it's just one, they say it's just one Asian man or woman. Who knows? I don't know the person. I'm not going to judge them. I'm not going to bash them on this show. And I believe that everyone else in America, which I've seen videos, are bad-mouthing Asian Americans because they believe that their race, I mean, that their ethnicity is the reason why the world is shut down. No, it's not due to an entire ethnicity. It's not due to an entire country causing this. It's just one person. And no, don't go blaming the Chinese. Don't go accusing the Japanese. Don't go accusing the Koreans for this, because they are not at fault. It's just one person. Patient zero, as most people would call this motherfucker. So yeah, if you're going to get into an Asian's face saying it's your people's fault that we are under quarantine, and you're saying you want to protect your family, protecting your family? You want to protect your family because you think it's what's best, not by blaming someone else. Which is why I say we're not going back to normal. Now, I'm actually going to end this episode with a final thought. I love talking about random shit, and I never get that chance. Because, like I always say, I've got a bunch of random shit in my head that has to come out. And, of course, I missed this chance last weekend. To all my anime fans out there, happy late anime day, National Anime Day. And if I know he doesn't listen, I want to wish Triple H a happy 25th anniversary with the WWE. Yeah, over the weekend it was Triple H's 25th anniversary. So, and here's to another 25 years for you, brother. But like I said, I like to talk shit. I like to talk about random shit. I like to talk about what's on my mind. But of course, if nobody listens, I really don't care. It does boost my confidence when people do listen. Because the more people listen, the more I do this. The more I want to do this. Because where I work at right now is not making me much money. And it's most likely, it's just a rumor right now, that they're planning on shutting down the factory again. Which means I'll be back on unemployment and I'll be cooped up in this house with my family, with us driving each other insane. With that being said, like I've constantly said during this podcast, during this episode, they say the world's going to change, but it's not going to change for the better. The world is not going to go back to normal. And I don't ever see it happen. We're going from the point where we give each other high fives to touching each other's elbows to the point where we can't even touch our loved ones. We can't go near our loved ones without getting them sick or without getting ourselves sick. And of course, with my honest opinion, I can't wait for this shit to be over. So I say to the scientists, to anyone who's working on a vaccine, make it quick. Because we don't want to see anybody else. We don't want to see our loved ones die from something so simple as a virus, as a flu-like virus. And of course, if they're not listening, I say this, follow your gut, follow your heart, follow your mind, and keep pushing to make this world better. Because like I said, we're not going back to normal, but we can make it better. And with that being said, that is it for this episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I am so glad you decided to, if there is anybody out there, I am so glad you decided to listen to my random ramblings, to my random bullshit, to pretty much take your mind off of what's going on around here. So with that being said, this is the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster, signing off again. And I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. And like James A. Janisse says at the end of his show, be good people. Thank you and good night. Peace.